This is Red River Radio News. I'm Chuck Smith. For the past several years, members of Barksdale's 2nd and 307th Bomb Wings have attended a NATO air show in Ostrava, Czechoslovakia. Through that, a sister city relationship has been formed. Yesterday, Shreveport's Chamber of Commerce held a breakfast welcoming visitors from the Czech Republic. The deputy mayor from Ostrava shared some of her first impressions.
So my name is Andrea Hofmanova, and I'm a deputy mayor of Ostrava City, a sister city of Shreveport. And I'm in charge of education and sport in my hometown, and I'm happy to be here.
What have been your impressions so far? I know you had a rough trip.
Yes, we went through the storm, but still it was very exciting. And even though I had only a few glimpses of the city, I can see very very many similarities with our city of Ostrava industry. And after the presentation of the city, I can see we have so much in common, so I feel very nice here.
What do you expect from this relationship between the two cities being sister cities?
Yeah, for us it's very important to have a sister city like this because we share many things, and I hope we can cooperate further in many potential fields like business, but also education, culture, sports. I could see really many similar things. There is an excellent ice hockey club as well as in our city, baseball club, many universities. Our city has two universities, the technical one and the university that focuses on humanities. We have a science center as well as you do. So there are really many things we can share.
Last year, Tim Magner, president of the Shreveport Chamber, was the first civic visitor at the NATO Days Air Show in the Eastern Czech Republic, as he accompanied visiting members of the 307th Bomb Wing stationed at Barksdale Air Force Base. Magner feels the relationship between the two cities offers many possibilities.
It's an opportunity to build that on that relationship. We have a great historical connection. A number of their citizens took care of some downed airmen during World War II, and that really, you know, cemented, I think, a friendship and a relationship between our two regions that we're really excited and hopefully can build on through this, you know, person-to-person, government-to-government kind of interaction.
The deputy mayor said that there are opportunities between the two cities to explore each other's resources in terms of education, technology, and tourism. Is that something that the Shreveport Chamber is going to pursue in the months ahead?
Sure. Again, I think, we live in a global world, a global economy, and so our ability to be able to build on that connection through pen pals, through, connecting our schools and maybe connecting our business, maybe connecting our chambers. I did have a chance to meet with several businesses when I was over there. They have, just as we are, they're interested in technology, they're interested in advanced manufacturing. And so I think there's some commonalities and ideas and that we could build on to really help grow this relationship and connect us to the broader world.
The Czech delegation also visited Barksdale Air Force Base. They toured the flight line to see B-52s up close and the base museum. This has been Chuck Smith reporting for Red River Radio News.